God's love in Jesus Christ, there's nothing like it. Nothing to surpass it. The all-surpassing love of Jesus Christ for sinners lost, ruined and undone. Leave the gospel with you. Trust that some of you, at least amongst you, that you'll take heed to the things of which we have spoken, that God might be gracious to you and give you the gift of faith. The Bible says not all men have faith. In these days, very few do, in Aberdeen, in Scotland, elsewhere. Just like the days of Noah, just as Jesus said, so will it be, you know, when the Son of Man returns, just as it was in the days of Noah, a violent, unrighteous, ungodly, wicked generation that was fit for nothing but judgment. That, it appears to me, is the state of our nation today. And of course, that includes Aberdeen. If you'd like a copy of God's Word, His written Word, that is, it's offered to you quite freely. There's no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply for the taking. If you'd like one, feel free to come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hands. Maybe as you meditate on God's Word, maybe He'll speak. That still small voice of the Savior whispering to your soul, peace. You never know. You never know. God is mysterious. His ways are mysterious. Through the preaching of the gospel, He comes to men and women in circumstances such like this, you know, and He surprises with His grace. Some people, you know, who never thought in all this world that they would ever, ever be such a thing as a Christian. And God comes by His Spirit and awakens them to the reality of their sin, of their need. Shows them Jesus, and they just can't do anything else but embrace Him, love Him, trust Him. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be saved and to know God's salvation. So I want to leave you with just this afternoon before we go. Beg your pardon? Talk to me.
Read Romans 12:31 of them.
Why? What does it say? Tell me what it says.
It says, be not overcome of evil, overcome evil with good.
That's a good word, sir, yes. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day.
Romans 12:31.
I got you. Before I go there, I've got three ye's for you. Yeah? Bible, the proper Bible, that is, uses the word ye. That's plural, you know, that means you all. But not in this instance. It says you are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified. That's what it means to be a Christian. To be washed, to be sanctified, and to be justified. And that's all kinds of sinners. He gives us a list here. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? That's important information, that's important knowledge. You need to know that, says God. Know ye not? You need to know it. You should know it. See ABCs of the gospel. There are things that exclude you from the kingdom of God. And you've got to get rid of them in order to get into the kingdom of God. Yeah? And some of the things that, not exhaustive, some of the things that keep people from the kingdom of God are this, he says. He says that fornicators, that sex outside of marriage, of any kind, any variety. Now, idolaters, that's false religion. That's Muhammad's religion here. He was an imposter who invented a false religion. Popes of Rome, that's the same. Roman Catholic Church, the Apostate Church of Scotland, yeah. False religion, in other words, idolatry. Adulterers, the breakers up of God's institution of marriage, yeah. Effeminate, boys that give themselves to men for toys, abusers of themselves of mankind, that's homosexuals. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But that was some of them, those whom God was writing to at that time. And he says, but he says, ye were washed, sanctified, and justified. They were sinners just like Aberdeen sinners. They were sinners just like me. But something happened. Something happened. They heard the preaching of the gospel, that which I'm doing here today amongst you. They heard about the gospel. They heard about Jesus, who loves sinners, who died for sinners, who came into the world, who came all the way from heaven's glory into this world to die on a cross, rise again from the dead, because he so loved sinners. Sinners just like that. Sinners just like that. And sinners like Aberdeen sinners. Whatever kind of sinner you are, Jesus loves sinners, and Jesus in love died for sinners on that cross so that they could be washed, so that they could be sanctified, so that they could be justified before God. You see, whatever kind of sinner you are, yeah, it doesn't matter what kind, maybe perhaps you're not included in that list, but I think you are. I think we all are, because we've all broken God's commandments, every single one of them. Earlier on, a man asked my friend, that's my colleague, he asked him, you know, well, when he had last done wrong, you know, and friends, we're doing wrong every day of the week, every hour of the day, every one of us, yourself and myself. We've broken every single one of God's commandments, every single one of us. God's word, he says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Not some, all have sinned. Yeah, none righteous, no, not one. All excluded from the kingdom of God, the kingdom of his love, the kingdom of his grace, the kingdom of his forgiveness, the kingdom of God's grace. We're excluded from it because of our sin. Unless that is your wash, sanctified and justified. But you see, Jesus came, and Jesus died on that cross, rose again from the dead, dead and buried, raised again from the dead, in order that sinners might be reconciled to God. Know the love of God, know the life of Jesus in their souls, know the love and the life and the lasting joy that only Jesus can give them. That's what he came for. I came, he says, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I don't think that's Aberdeen today. I don't see abundant life in Aberdeen. I don't see it in the Church of Scotland. I don't see it in the Church of Rome. I don't see it in Islam. I don't see it in Buddhism. I don't see it amongst atheistic sinners. I don't see it in Aberdeen anywhere at all. Love, life, and lasting joy. That's what Jesus came to give you. It's the gift of God. But you got to be reconciled to God. The sin's got to be dealt with. That's what keeps us from God, you see. We're alienated from God because of our sins. Strangers to God. Strangers to his love. Strangers to his grace. Strangers to his merciful kindness. Because of our sins and iniquities and lawless deeds. So that has to go. That has to go. That has to be gotten rid of in order for you to come to know the love and life and the joy that Jesus came to die on the cross, to purchase, to buy for sinners of Aberdeen, who will put their trust, their confidence, fully and completely in Jesus Christ. That's the only way. That's the only way back to God. That's how you become a Christian. You get washed. You are washed. These people, some of them, they were fornicators, they were idolaters, they were adulterers, they were effeminate, they were homosexual, they were thieves, they were covetous, they were drunkards, they were revilers, they were extortioners. But the apostle says, ye are washed. Washed and made clean. How? Did they go to Marks and Spencer's? Did they go to Sainsbury's and buy some kind of fluid to wash themselves? No. They were washed in the blood of the Lamb. The Son of God who loved sinners. He's the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. That's what he was doing on the cross. He took the curse, he took the wrath, he took the sin. He knew no sin. God made him God laid the sins of the world upon him, so that when you believe, a sinner believes in Jesus, Jesus takes theirs, takes their sins, and gives to them his righteousness. He washes them and he makes them clean in his precious blood. That's the only commodity, I tell you, in all the world that will shift your sin. The hymn writer says, "What will wash away my stain?" He answers, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." "What will make me whole again?" He says, "Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Washed in the blood of the Lamb." You must be. Have you been to Jesus? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be. "Ye are washed," he says, to these Corinthian sinners. Wicked sinners they were. Wicked hearts of unbelief, just like Aberdeen sinners. But they were washed in the blood of Jesus. Nothing else will take away the stain. You go any department store you like. Go into M&S. Go to Sainsbury. Go to Tesco. Ask them, say, "Please, I want something to wash away the stain from my sinful heart." They'll laugh you out of the place. They'll tell you there's no such a thing in all the world. They'll send for the men in white coats to take you away. But they're wrong. There is a commodity. There is something. The blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed on that cross so that you could go and be washed and made clean. How does that work? Well, you go to the cross. You go to Jesus, the one who died on the cross. You go to him because he bids you to come. "Come unto me," he says. You can come in his authority. "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out," he says. Come to him. Come with your sins. Make it big and small. Whatever your sins might be, however many, however dirty, however vulgar, however filthy. I mean, they don't get any worse than this. Listen again, please. Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, homosexuals, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. And they were washed. They were washed. And if they were washed, you can be washed. If you'll go to Jesus, if you'll go to the cross, if you'll go to Jesus, the one who died on that cross, who spilled his blood on that cross. Why? Because he loved sinners, that's why. That's the great manifestation of God's love. Are you a friend of, would you be a friend of God? "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Dear friends, Jesus died on that cross for his friends, not for everybody. He didn't do it for everybody. Not everybody gets saved. Only those who believe. Only those who believe. God so loved the world, the whole cosmos, the whole of his creation, that whosoever believeth on Jesus, on the Son, shall not perish but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in Jesus is not condemned. That is, whoever believes, who trusts him, his blood shed on that cross to wash away their stain, to wash away their sin. That's what he came for. That's what he accomplished. That's what he did. He washed me, took my sin away. Can wash me, can wash you. Oh, I tell you, can wash the filthiest of sinners. The vilest, the hymn writer says, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Washed in the precious blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Now listen up, my friends, at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, there you can read about God's Lamb too. And it says this, it says that men and women, and then, will be crying out for the rocks and the mountains to come down upon them and hide them from the presence of the wrath of the Lamb of God. He will be in that day a wrathful, very wrathful Lamb of God. But today he's the Lamb of God who would take away your sin. If you would but trust in him, if you would but believe in him, he loved a sinner like Aberdeen sinners, loved a sinner, loved sinners so much. I tell you so much, I can't emphasize that enough to you. Aberdeen today, he loved sinners so much that he was willing to leave heaven's glory and come down into this sin-cursed world, even to a city like Aberdeen, willing to come all the way from heaven down into this world to be abused and maltreated by men all the days that he existed on earth, and then to go to that cross, take that cross, die on that cross, shed his blood, take the wrath of God upon himself, the curse of God due to humanity, took all that upon himself. So great was his love for a sinner like Aberdeen sinners. I tell you, you may go out of this world unsaved. You might go out of this world. You might go out of this world unforgiven, unwashed. But I tell you, you will not go out of this world unloved. Because there's one who loves you, I tell you, more than you love yourself, more than anybody else could ever love you. Jesus Christ, he went to that cross so that you could be washed clean of all your sin, the guilt, the shame, all of it removed, washed clean, whiter than snow. Cleanse me with hyssop, the psalmist says. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. That's what Jesus do for you today. If you will come to him in faith, if you will reach out the hand of faith and receive the gift of God, righteousness through his Son, the love of God, the cleansing power of the blood of the Lamb, washed and made clean and ready to be accepted by God. Washed and sanctified, that means separated. Separated from sin. Here's the problem, we love our sin. We love our life. Come on, be honest, Aberdeen. Be honest, we love our sin, don't we? That's why we stick to it. That's why we can't give it up. It doesn't matter what the sin is. Not here to judge you, not here to condemn you. Sinner just like you, just the same. I needed to be washed. I needed to be separated from my sin. I loved the stuff. Only Jesus could separate me from it. But that's what he came for. That's what he lived for. That's what he loved for. That's what he died for on that cross. To separate me. Separate me from my sin. Separate you from your sin. Take the love of sin out of you and give you a love for that which is good, wholesome, righteous. That which is I tell you, listen to me, friends, please. Jesus will take nothing away from you except that which harms you. And I tell you, he will give in its place, he will give in its place beyond your wildest dreams and imagination. He will give you a love that's everlasting, that will never forsake you ever, 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 ever. Nothing you can do, nothing that anybody else can do to you will ever be able to separate you from his love. He will give you life, life abundant, life eternal, life everlasting, and he will give you lasting joy. He will give you a joy, he says, a joy unspeakable and full of glory, a joy that no man can take from you. He will take from you, he will separate you from sin, he will separate you from this world of sin, he will separate you from wickedness, all this wickedness, he will take you from it, and he'll set you free from it. That's what it means to be sanctified. You are washed, you're sanctified, separated from that which would destroy you. Here's the thing, you see, right from the very first day of your life, the seeds of destruction are in you. By natural generation, all the way back to Adam, and all the way forward, by natural generation, sinful parents beget sinful children. The seeds of destruction are passed on to us, are in us, right from the very beginning, and we begin to walk on that path way of destruction. And it ends in eternal destruction unless Jesus saves us. Now I say Jesus, not Muhammad. Not Muhammad. There's no salvation there. Not even Muhammad knew where he was going. Listen up to me, please, will you? I know about this, yeah? Surah 46:9. Muhammad says in his own book, in his own writings, he says he does not know where he's going. He doesn't know if he's going to paradise. And he says none of his followers do either. Yeah? There's no salvation there. And then of course he says elsewhere, and he says that in Surah 10:94, he tells his people that they should respect the people of the book, that they should listen to the people of the book, the people of the Bible, that is. But they don't. They don't do what Muhammad tells them. But what I'm saying to you is, religion is not the answer. Not just Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, Roman Catholicism, yeah, and an awful lot of Protestantism as well. It's Jesus. It's a person. And what that person did, that's what you need. Jesus accomplished salvation. Nobody else. And the Bible tells us clearly there's no other mediator amongst men. No one else who can bring you back to God. Nobody but Jesus Christ. Because He alone died for sinners. He alone loved sinners and died for them. And rose again from the dead for them. Now Muhammad didn't do that for anybody. Popes of Rome don't do that for nobody. Buddha didn't do that for nobody. Darwin didn't do that for nobody. Only Jesus loved sinners, loved them, I tell you. Loved them and died for them so that they could be washed and so that they could be sanctified, separated from sin, separated from everything that destroys, take the seeds of destruction out of you and give you eternal life. Give you a gift. Give you eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Washed and sanctified, separated from all that would destroy you, all that would destroy you eternally even. Washed, sanctified, and justified. Justified means making right. And we need making right. Why? To justify a person is to make a person right. To justify a person before God is to make them right with God. We need making right with God. Why? Because we're not right with God. Naturally. We're conceived in sin. We're born in sin. We live in sin. And we die in sin. But for the grace of God, we're wrong. Right from the very get-go, we're wrong. On the wrong side of God. In a wrong state before God. So we must needs be justified. We need making right. Well, that's what these sinners, these vagabonds, listen to them again, will you? Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, homosexuals, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners. What wicked people! What wicked people were they? But they were washed, they were sanctified, and they were justified. They were made right with God. They were made right with God. There's that woman again, huh? You got yourself right with God yet, man? Huh? Wicked sinner, see? Even a wicked sinner like that can be saved. If you just bow the knee, bend the knee, knee of the heart, that is, before the cross of the Son of God, washed, saved, and sanctified. Go stand in your mind's eye, go stand before that cross, the suffering Son of God. Nobody ever suffered like He. Yeah? And look up at that cross. And you know, friends, look at him. See, will you behold the Son of God suffering, bleeding, and dying? You cannot see that and know that He was there doing that for a sinner like you, that you might be washed, sanctified, and justified. and come away from that cross the same person as you were before. That's the transforming factor of the cross. The cross. That's what Scotland needs today. That's what the city of Aberdeen needs today. The cross of God's Son planted in the heart of the nation, of the city. And men and women, children alike, drawn to that cross. See the Son of God in His agony, in His love, I tell you. Such an extravagance, such an extremity of love. Love beyond degree, I tell you. Love that you've never experienced and you never will unless you believe. Unless you believe. What does it mean to believe? Well, the Latin word is confide. Con with fide. Faith with faith. To be with faith. To be with confidence, that is. Full, assured confidence in Jesus, in the Son of God. In His person, the Son of God, and what He did, dying on that cross, so that you could be washed, sanctified, and justified. So that you could be made right with God, so that you could have eternal life, so that you could know, experience, taste the love of God, taste that the Lord is good, taste the merciful kindness of good, and so that you could know, you could have the assurance in your soul that that moment when you breathe your last, you will waken up in heaven's glory instead of a hellish hovel. What will it be for you? I lay before you the way of life and death. The way of life is towards the cross. The way of death, well, you're already there. You're already there. He that believeth not the Son, the wrath of God abideth upon him already. Already under the wrath of God. Already separated from God. Already unwashed. Already unsanctified. Already unjustified. I set before you the way of life and death. I set before you, my friend, the way of salvation and the way of damnation. I set before you the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Will you have Him? Will you have Him? Will you take Him? Will you believe on His name? If you will, you may be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Only believe. Repent ye and believe the gospel, Jesus said. For the kingdom of God is at hand, and that's how you enter God's kingdom, in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God. Lovely, lovely Jesus, who loved sinners, who came all the way from heaven's glory to save Aberdeen sinners. The ones that is who will turn. The ones that is who will do an about turn. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Return to the Lord, your Maker. God who made you, who gave you life and being, who put breath into you. Come to Jesus today, you may. Come unto me, he says, and I'll give you rest. Peace with God and the peace of God and the assurance in your soul of salvation, of forgiveness, the assurance of a home one day in heaven. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Can you hear? Can you hear? Or are you deaf, Aberdeen? Can you hear the voice? Not my voice. Can you hear the voice of the Son of God calling you apart, Jesus? The lovely Jesus calling you apart. Calling you out of your sin. Calling you out of your uncleanness. Calling you out of your involvement in the world's wickedness. Calling you out of your unrighteousness and into His righteousness. An everlasting righteousness, an everlasting love, eternal life in the name of the Son of God. He loved sinners and gave Himself for them. Died on that cross, died to make us good. All my friends, living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Thou none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy. Lord Jesus, found in thee and in thee alone. Come to Jesus, you may. Come today, do not delay. Come to Jesus. Come to the Savior. Come to the Son of God. Come to the lover of your soul. Come to the one who has loved the sin out of you. Love the hate out of you. Love the dead religion out of you. Love the dead works out of you. The one who has loved you and put life into you. Life everlasting. Life eternal in the name of God's Son, Jesus Christ. I commend him to you. A lovely Savior. He's altogether beautiful. Beautiful, I tell you. The lovely Son of God. Majestic and powerful. Every empire, every institution, every religious institution, I tell you, will bow the knee, will bend. The habit will bow the knee before Jesus. The Pope of Rome will bow the knee before Jesus. Every kingdom, every empire, I tell you, will fall before Jesus Christ. In his name is power. In his name is love. In his name is grace. Power to save. Power to deliver you. Power to take away your sin. Power to break the drugs. Power to break the alcohol. Power to cleanse the immoral. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Come to the cross today. Jesus, submit yourself, raise the white flag of surrender, yielding yourself to the mighty, mighty Jesus. Submit yourself to him in the way of repentance and faith. He will have you. He will receive you. He will save you. He will wash you. He will sanctify you. He will judge you. He will give you life. He will give you heaven. He will give you eternal, everlasting life. Come to Jesus today, Aberdeen. Don't delay. Come this very moment. For now is the accepted time, says God. Not tonight and not tomorrow. No, Aberdeen. Now come to Jesus. Submit yourself to him. And he will have you in the way of repentance and faith towards his name. So, Aberdeen, hear the admonition of the Lord Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. For you must be washed, sanctified and justified through the blood of the Son of God. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You would like to have a copy of God's word, his written word. It's offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. The word of God. Take it home with you. Meditate, muse upon the person of Jesus. Lovely, lovely Jesus. See what he's like. See what he's done. See what he can do for you. See, my friends, Jesus. Be like those who came looking for him. First, we would see Jesus. Would you see him? Then take a copy of God's word home with you and see him here in God's written word. But don't forget to repent and believe. in order that you might be saved, trusting in Jesus, the Son of God. I don't mind you taking my picture, sir. That's okay.
I'm on your side.
Are you? Oh, good. Spread it abroad, sir. Spread it abroad.
God bless you.
Okay, you too. Like a copy of God's Word, friends, offered to you. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply only for the asking. Like one you come and ask for one, please. May God bless you, Aberdeen. Nice visit in your city. God bless you, Aberdeen. And have mercy, mercy, I say, upon your precious, precious, never dying souls. How you doing, girls? Problem? Question? No? You Christians? Are you Christians? Do you believe in Jesus? Why not? What excuse have you got? But he is. That's been proven. Come and talk to me. Can't do nothing about that. You won't talk to me. I enjoyed that. Thank you.